virtues of the Prophet's household. Virtues of the Prophet's household.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers, welcome to another episode of our series titled Virtues of the Prophet's Household, Virtues of the Ahlul Bayt. And in this episode, inshallah, we'll be discussing some features, some blessed aspects of the life of the leader of the martyrs, the coolness to the eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Sayyiduna Imam Husayn bin Ali radiyallahu anhuma. But before we get into that, an excellence of Durood Sharif as mentioned in Jami' Tirmidhi. Imam Husayn radiyallahu anhu himself is the narrator and he states that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "The one before whom my name is mentioned, I am mentioned before him, yet he does not send salat upon me, is miserly." Meaning that person before whom my name is mentioned, he doesn't send salat upon me. He's a bakhil, he's a miser. So in this narration, there is a warning. You know, if we want to be amongst those who are blessed with the riyadha of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the pleasure of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we must recite salat. Otherwise, the one who doesn't recite salat, despite the name of the Prophet alaihi salam being mentioned before him in a gathering, then he is considered miserly. May Allah save us from being amongst those who neglect recitation of salat upon the Prophet alaihi salam. And may Allah give us tawfiq to recite salat in abundance. Ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Imam Husayn radiyallahu ta'ala, before we mention excellences as mentioned in a hadith and some accounts from his blessed life, just a brief profile, biography. So the leader of the martyrs, the master of Karbala, the great high-ranking Imam, Sayyiduna Imam Husayn radiyallahu anhu, his name obviously is Husayn. His kunya is Abu Abdullah and his title Sibtu Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Another title Rayhanatul Rasul, the flower of the messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now he radiallahu anhu was born in the fourth year after Hijrah on the fifth of Sha'banul Mu'azzam, where in Al-Madinatul Munawwara. The Prophet alayhi salam named him Husayn and Shabbir and referred to him as his own son. Alhamdulillah, right from the off, Imam Husayn radiallahu anhu was blessed with proximity to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And it's mentioned that the tahniq and the azan was performed by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Today, when we have children, we try and invite Mulana sahab, the Imam sahab, pious individual, and we want a pious person to recite the azan in the ear of the child. This is, we take it as a good omen and we believe that this will result in blessings for the child. But alhamdulillah, here, when Imam Husayn radiallahu anhu was born, who gave the adhan? None other than the master of creation sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave the adhan in the right ear of his beloved grandson and he said the takbir in the left ear. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also performed tahniq. Tahniq is when you take something sweet, you crush it in your mouth and you place it in the mouth of the child so that the pious person who is performing tahniq, his qualities are mixed with the newborn. And inshallah, with this intention that the newborn will take on the beautiful characteristics of that pious person who is performing tahniq. And again, look who is performing the tahniq. It is none other than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is why Imam Husayn bin Ali radiallahu anhu, he acquired and he obtained so many beautiful characteristics from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. On the seventh day, the Prophet alayhi wasallam named him Husayn, performed aqiqah of a goat, and then he said to the blessed mother of Sayyiduna Imam Husayn, Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu anha, that just like you did with Hassan, shave the hair of the child, meaning Imam Husayn's hair, and give its weight in silver as charity. This was done by Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. So right from the beginning, alhamdulillah, Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala is being blessed from the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now let's listen to some narrations where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam praised and mentioned the excellence of his grandson Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anha. The first narration in Tirmidhi, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Husainu minni wa ana min al-Husayn." I am from Husayn and Husayn is from me. Allah Almighty loves the one who loves Husayn, and Husayn is a sibt from the asbat. So three things have been mentioned, that I am from Husayn, Husayn is from me. This shows, Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi rahmatullahi alayhi says that it is as though me and Husayn are one. Don't ever consider Hussein separate to me, subhanallah. Secondly, when the Prophet ﷺ says, Allah Almighty loves the one who loves Hussein, Mufti Sahib writes that here the Prophet ﷺ knew about upcoming events. He knew about the future. He knew that this blessed grandson would be martyred in Karbala. And he was telling the people that always stick to the side of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu in the face of batil. When Imam Hussein comes up against batil, don't take the other side. Love Imam Hussein, because Allah loves the one who loves Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. And lastly, it mentions in the hadith that Hussein is a sibt from the asbat. And underneath this, Mufti Sahib writes that sibt refers to a tree which has one root and many branches. And it is as though the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was saying that my lineage will survive, will live through Hussein. And the East and the West will be filled with Sadat-e-Kiram, with Husseini Sayyids. And alhamdulillah, we can observe this today. Wherever you go in the world, you'll find Sadat-e-Kiram, and majority of them from the lineage of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. Mufti Sahib writes, the Hassani Sayyids, in comparison to the Husseini Sayyids, are less in number. And this is why, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned this, that he is a sibt from the asbat, mentioning that my lineage will survive and go on through Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. On one occasion, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and this is in Tirmidhi Sharif as well, that al-Hasanu wal-Husayn as-sayyida shababi ahli al-Jannah. That Imam Hassan and Hussein, they are the leaders of the youth in paradise. Now, a question may rise in your mind here. The scholars of Islam have said that in Jannah, everybody will be a youth. You know, you won't see old age like you do in the world. You will not age like that. You will stay young. So what does this mean? This statement mean that Imam Hassan and Hussein are the leader of prophets, alayhim as-salam, ma'adallah, and leader of messengers, alayhim as-salam? No. Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi rahmatullahi alayhi, he writes that what this means is all those Muslims who passed away in youth in this world, their leader in paradise are Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein radiallahu anhuma. This is the proper meaning of this hadith. Another excellence mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, the Prophet ﷺ said, Hassan and Hussein are my two flowers in this world. Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi rahmatullahi alayhi comments on this, and he says the why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this was to show that these are my two heavenly flowers. These are my two flowers from paradise in the world. They emit fragrance. They give off fragrance, heavenly fragrance. And it's narrated that the Prophet alayhi wa sallam would embrace them. He would smell that fragrance, and he would refer to the father of Hasnain Karimain, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, by saying, Assalamu alayka ya Aba Rayhanatain. That peace be upon you, O father of two flowers, subhanallah. In another hadith, in Tirmidhi, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, these two sons of mine are the sons of my daughter. O Allah azza wa jal, I love them both. You love them also. I love the one who loves them. Mufti Sahib comments on this in Mir'atul Manajih, and he says, they are in place of my sons. In reality, they are the two sons of my daughter, and I love them like my own sons. SubhanAllah, look at the qurbah, look at the proximity that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had with his grandsons. And the Prophet ﷺ made this dua to inform the individuals who were there that you must love my grandsons. And loving someone entails that you love everything connected to them. If we love the Prophet ﷺ and we have this claim, we have to love his offspring, we have to love his Sahaba, all those who are connected with him, all those believers who embraced faith in him at that time, we have to love them and honor and respect them, especially the Ahl Bayt Kiram, those who lived with him, those who were part of his household, subhanAllah. On one occasion, and this is in Tirmidhi as well, the Prophet ﷺ was asked, who was the most beloved to him from the Ahl Bayt? And he ﷺ said, Hassan and Hussein. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say to Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu anha, bring me my sons. And then he alayhi salam would smell and embrace them. This was the andaz, the manner of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now being from the offspring of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, being the direct grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Imam Hussein radiallahu anha resembled the Prophet alayhi salam as well. And it's mentioned in a hadith in Tirmidhi that Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu anh, he states that Sayyiduna Imam Hassan radiallahu anh, the elder brother, he resembled the Prophet alayhi salam from the head to the chest. And Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiallahu anh resembled the Prophet alayhi salam from the chest to the toenails. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And this was a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on Imam Hussein radiallahu anh, that he resembled the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now these were some excellences, and the hadith also mentioned the consequences of those who oppose the Ahl Bayt, who ma'azallah have hatred in their heart, in their diseased hearts for Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein radiallahu anhumah. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, and this hadith is in Mustadrak, that the one who loved Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhumah loved me, and the one who showed animosity towards them has shown animosity towards me. It's very important that we never ever, ma'adallah, utter any kalima which goes against the shan of the Ahlul Bayt, the excellence of the Ahlul Bayt. In another narration, this is in Tirmidhi, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, may Allah Almighty befriend the one who befriends Hussein. Hussein is a sibd from the asbat. So if you befriend Hussein, Allah is your friend. And in another book, Faidul Qadir, there is a narration, Hassan belongs to me and Hussein belongs to Ali. And Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullahi Alayhi explains this. He says, the meaning of the statement is that the elder child, meaning Imam Hassan, and normally the elder child, he's attributed to the grandfather, he belongs to the grandfather, whereas the younger child, he belongs to the father. So this division was to express honor of these two great companions. In another narration, this is in Ash-Sharaful Mu'abbad, the Ali Muhammad, the one who wishes to look at a man of paradise. And another narration mentions the leader of the youth of paradise, then he should look at Hussein bin Ali. Subhanallah. He was being given glad tidings of Jannah whilst alive. The Prophet alayhi salam, the narration states that if you want to see a man of Jannah, look towards Hussein bin Ali. Subhanallah. So if we love somebody who is a Jannati, inshallah, we will also enter Jannah and Paradise as well. So these were some fada'il, some excellences mentioned in a hadith. Let us move on to some accounts. And there are countless. You know, we would be here our whole lifetime talking about the blessed accounts of the righteous and Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu in particular. But just to give you a glimpse of how great this individual was, this has been mentioned by Ibn Asakir in his book, that once a poor person, he passed through the streets of Medina and arrived at the house of Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala and knocked on the door, and he began to recite some poetry. What was the poetry? The one who placed hopes in you and the one who knocked on your door, he is never hopeless. You are the possessor of generosity and munificence, rather the fountainhead of generosity and munificence. Now at this time, when that person came, Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu was offering salah. He was offering salah in his home, and then after finishing salah, he went to the door and saw that a Bedouin was standing before him. And the appearance of the Bedouin, this gave the impression that he was very poor, he was hungry as well. So Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu said to his slave, Qambar, how much wealth do we have remaining? And the slave said, there are 200 dirhams remaining, which are to be spent on your family according to your command. Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu said, go and bring all of it. Go and bring all of it to me. For a person has arrived who is in more need of these dirhams than my family. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Look at the generosity, look at the generosity. Thus, Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu gave all of those dirhams to that poor person and said, take this and I seek your forgiveness as there is no more than this. And we have been commanded to be generous in every state. These are just a few dirhams. Look at the humbleness of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. But if I had more, I would give them to you also. The poor person accepted the dirhams and left in a state of happiness while making dua for Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu and praising him. Dear viewers, look at this. Someone's come to your home. You've got money, but it's for your family. Then you give preference to an ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who is suffering, who is in a terrible state, and you give him everything. And then, not only have you bestowed blessings upon him, look what Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu did. He asked his forgiveness and said, I'm sorry, but if I had more, I would have given you. This is just a small amount. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. This was that sakhawa, this was that generosity that he radiallahu anhu inherited from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is that generosity that Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu inherited from the Prophet alayhi wasallam. The Prophet alayhi wasallam said that ana ajwadu bani adam, I am the most generous from Banu Adam. And in one hadith we have been told generosity is a praiseworthy trait. The Prophet alayhi wasallam said that as-sakhiyu qareebun min Allah, that the generous person is close to Allah, he's close to the hearts of people, he's close to Jannah and distant from hellfire. And then the Prophet ﷺ said, the bakhil, the miserly person, he has wealth, he can give to other people, he can help people, but he's stingy. The Prophet ﷺ said, he is distant from Allah, the court of Allah. He is distant from the hearts of people. He is distant from paradise, but he is close to hellfire. So, learning from the life of Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, we also ought to be generous with people. Whatever is in our capability, we should help out, inshallah. This will remove any stinginess and miserliness. Now, another beautiful feature of Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, subhanallah, and this was something, again, he observed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he heard of accounts in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa where the Prophet alayhi wasallam forgave the gravest things. People who martyred his uncle, Amir Hamza radiallahu anhu, the Prophet ﷺ forgave them. On the day of the conquest of Makkah, when the disbelievers were all lined up, thinking that that's it, you know, our time has ended, today we're going to be dealt with, the Prophet ﷺ forgave them. لَا تَثْرِيبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْيَوْمِ There's no rebuke upon you today. Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu also inherited this beautiful quality, this attribute of forgiving others. It's mentioned that once a man by the name of Isam bin Mustaliq, who had a hatred for Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, he began to curse Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu. And not only Imam Hussein, he began to curse his father, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, in front of him. Imagine that. Someone curses us, our father, today, how would we react? And listen to how Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu reacted. Instead of rebuking him or responding in the same manner, Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu recited A'udhu Billah and Bismillah and then recited these blessed verses. خُذِ الْعَفْوَ وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ. And this is a verse of Surah Al-A'raf. These are some verses, verses 199, 200 and 201. The translation, and O beloved, adopt forgiveness and command good and turn away from the ignorant. And O listener, if a whispering from Satan provokes you, so immediately seek refuge in Allah. Indeed, He is all hearing, all knowing. Indeed, those who fear Allah, whenever a temptation from the devil touches them, they become alert. And at that very moment, their eyes open up. After reciting this verse, Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu said, keep a light burden upon yourself, and I seek forgiveness from Allah for you and myself. And alongside this, Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, he displayed such compassion, such gentleness and good character towards that individual who moments ago was hating him, who was cursing ma'azallah him and his father, what happened. That person's state changed all of a sudden. And then he was compelled to say, وَمَا عَلَىٰ وَجْهِ الْأَرْضِ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْهُ وَمِنْ أَبِيهِ. There's no one on the surface of this earth, no one in the world more beloved to me than Sayyidina Imam Hussein and Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu anhuma, his father. This was the transformation that took place in the people's lives because of noble personalities like Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhu. He was a well-wisher for people. He didn't react angrily. He didn't rebuke them. He adopted forgiveness. And this is something that as Muslims we need to do today. We're in all sorts of situations. We sometimes lose our anger, our temper. We can't, you know, tolerate. But we should do so because the reward is immense. The reward is immense and you're following the righteous people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And drawing the episode to a close, let's just hear a few points about the worship that Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu would carry out. The worship of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Allama Ibn al-Athir Jazari rahmatullahi alayhi states that Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu would offer salah, observe fast, perform hajj, give charity and perform all righteous actions in abundance. It is mentioned in Iqdul Farid that the son of Sayyidina Imam Hussein, Sayyidina Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu anhuma states, my father Imam Hussein would offer 100 units, raka'ats of nawafil in the day and night. And it's also mentioned in Ibn Asakir that Imam Hussein was very fond of performing hajj. He used to perform a lot of hajj. And it is narrated that he performed hajj 25 times by foot. Allahu Akbar. The viewers, think about it. Today, look at the ease we have. We book a ticket, we board a plane, there's transport taking us to our hotel. And a lot of people during the days of hajj, in the hajj rites, are transported from place to place as well. Here, Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, we're taught that living in Medina al-Munawwara, he would perform hajj by foot. And not just once or twice, 25 times. 25 times. He would have a selection of fine horses, but he wouldn't choose them. This was his sincerity, his ikhlas, doing things for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not searching for luxury and ease. Subhanallah, these are the people who are the righteous inheritors of the knowledge, the amal of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that was a brief glimpse of the life of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu. Plenty more could have been said, but time does not permit. Inshallah, we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us blessings by virtue of Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu. May Allah jalla wa ala grant us tawfiq to worship him, to adopt these beautiful characteristics that we've heard for the sake of Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate the ranks of Imam Hussein further. And for his sake, make us true pious servants of Allah azza wa jal. Ameen. بجاه النبي الأمين صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Virtues of the Prophet's household. Virtues of the Prophet's household.